J-O-F-L. St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfl.com.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Waits. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
God is so good and He's so worthy to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory which is due your name. Now, Father God, I'm asking that you will bless everyone on this line. Lord, I pray that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will just meet every need that they have before you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said we have not because we ask not. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you to just have your way on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of Ruth, 2nd chapter and the 12th verse. That's Ruth 2 and 12. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. May the Lord add a blessing and hearing to the doers of his most holy word. And the title of today is Receive It. Anything the Spirit of the Lord has told you, I want you to receive it, because true, we are on the 10th day of the second month of 2023. And yes, there have been many challenges to make you doubt what the word of the Lord had or has declared over your life. But God is saying, receive it. Tell the devil he is a liar. He will not speak into your spirit. Now here we have a young Moabite widow named Ruth. She moved to Bethlehem to take care of her elderly mother-in-law, Naomi. To survive, she went into the harvest fields every day to pick up whatever wheat the workers had missed. So God brought her to the attention of Boaz, the owner of the fields, who began to help her. Then he had fell in love with her. The blessings of God was on Ruth, and she and Naomi went from poverty and disappointment to abundance and joy. People of God, those who trust in Christ for salvation always find the refuge under his almighty wings. Ruth 2 and 12 remind us of there is no need for anxiety or fear under the wings of the God, of our God. He will comfort us. We don't have to worry about anything as long as we put our trust in him. For the Bible says in Galatians 6 and 9, it said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Ruth's story is one of, listen good, integrity, righteousness, and faithfulness. Her story covers about 11 to 12 years, and it is also shows how her faithfulness to follow the God of Israel that would lead her to the greatest blessing of her life, not only for her, but also for Naomi and for him as well. And then ultimately for the entire world as she takes her place in the family line of Jesus Christ. People of God, Ruth shows how God is at work in the day-to-day activities of the average people. All the characters face life's normal challenges, the death we may experience, moving from our comfort zone or moving to a place that God said we have to be, lack of financial resources, familiar spirits, family responsibilities, and the list goes on and on. And to find our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the story of redemption out of all of the little bitty details. You see, there was the blessing in the field. Come on here, somebody. Don't give up on God, because wherever you at, and I know there is a spirit that is trying to make you move out the place where God has placed you for that season. But don't move out of your season, because there is a blessing right there. I don't care how the enemy come up against you. People, the spirit in them will make you upset to move before your time. Tune that out, because there is a blessing where you at. Like Ruth, you may have been through some disappointments, some heartaches. You may have been through ups and downs. One day I am up, one day I'm down. One day I can see myself going this way, and then I feel like I'm being pulled back. But things are about to turn in your favor. Come on here, somebody. We talked about the favor for the past 2 weeks. We have discussed favor. Favor is when God comes to your rescue. And when the favor of God overshadows you, it lifts you up. It makes you become a magnet to his blessings. Come on here, somebody. Divine favor is when God comes into your situation. So quit telling yourself all the reasons why you can't receive the blessing of God as Ruth did. Quit telling yourself that you are not worthy to be used by God. Quit telling yourself that, God, I cannot do this because I am not ready for to go out. Quit allowing people to place their opinion upon you. Now, come on here, somebody. Quit allowing people to label you. What did God say about you? Quit allowing the devil to whisper in your ear. What did God say about you? What did God say you can have? Come on here, somebody. Listen to this. It's not going to happen just by your ability, just by your connections. Come on here, somebody. And just by your talent you have. Many people make it sing, but it is just a talent. But with the anointing, on your voice, on the song, the anointing, that is what will destroy the yokes. Gifts and callings are without repentance. Anybody can have a gift, but it takes the anointing and the approval of God, ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost, to transform somebody, to witness to somebody. That's why I say all the time, be careful what you're saying. Be careful of the words that come out of your mouth. Because once the words are manifested out there, it's going out. And it will do exactly what you say. If you speak negative things, guess what? Negative things are going to come back to you. I've learned, people of God, I've learned, if you are negative and if you don't have the same like faith that I have, and I know it's going to take people
some time for to get there, but it shouldn't take you over 30 years to get your faith caught up to a position where God wants you to be, especially if you are believing God for a healing miracle in your body. You ain't got time for no faithless people. You ain't got time for that, especially if you are tired of the same old, and you know that God is bigger than what you see. You got to connect with people that have the same like faith, the same like vision that you have. Come on here, somebody. If you want to be a top bestseller author, guess what you got to do? You got to connect with somebody that is already in that position. Oh, come on here. Y'all gonna get it. Your association must change in order to get where you need to be in God. Oh, my God. People of God, listen to me. It depends on your connections. Who are you connected to? Oh, my God. Naomi and Ruth was connected, but then Orpah, she couldn't do it. She turned around. She didn't want to go. The blessing wasn't for her. Some people ain't gonna. Some people you cannot take with you. When God get ready to elevate you, and some people you can't take with you. Some people are there to go for the long haul with you, and some people is just only there for to go halfway, and you got to let them go so that God can take you further. Oh, come on here. It is going to happen. I want to encourage you. It is going to happen. Whatever God told you, it is going to happen by the Spirit of the living God. He is breathing new life right now. His favor is surrounding you. Yes, it is. Right now. There is a breakthrough already en route. Healing, promotions, contracts, the right people are already headed your way. Don't you give up. Now, don't talk yourself out of it. Oh, my God. Receive his blessings. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that, Lord God, you know every hardship and you know every difficult situation we have faced and will face. But Father God, we thank you that, Lord God, you have more blessings and favor for us than, Lord God, we can dream. And we believe that your favor is surrounding us and that the breakthroughs are on the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. You better receive everything God has told you that is yours. Well, I want to invite you. The 14th. We're going to skip the 15th, the 16th through the 19th, 6 p.m. nightly. Doors open at 5:30, Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, where the speakers are Millicent Rubin of the Zion Hill Family Church, myself, which is the 16th, that Thursday night, that Friday night, Evangelist Shanita Webb of Apostolic Cornerstone Church of Macomb, Mississippi. Saturday night, Pastor Geneva Roberson of Open Door Fellowship Worldwide Ministry, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And Sunday night, Pastor Lugenie Williams of New Day Deliverance Holiness Church. Theme for your glory. For your glory. And it's based on 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. At Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street. Don't you dare miss it. Come expecting a move of God, because God said he's going to meet you there. So until we meet again, y'all be blessed. And remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. prophetessprofessionals@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.prophetessprofessionals.com.